Leviticus chapter 1. Yahweh called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and tell them, When any one of you offers an offering to Yahweh, you shall offer your offering of the livestock from the herd and from the flock. If his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he shall offer a male without defect. He shall offer it at the door of the tent of meeting, that he may be accepted before Yahweh. He shall lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. He shall kill the bull before Yahweh. Aaron's son, the priest, shall present the blood and sprinkle the blood around on the altar that is at the door of the tent of meeting. He shall skin the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. The sons of Aaron, the priest, shall put fire on the altar and lay wood in order on the fire. And Aaron's sons, the priest, shall lay the pieces, the head, and the fat, in order on the wood that it is on the fire which is on the altar. But he shall wash his innards and its legs with water. The priest shall burn all of it on the altar for a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to Yahweh. If his offering is from the flock, from the sheep, or from the goats, for a burnt offering he shall offer a male without defect. He shall kill it on the north side of the altar before Yahweh. Aaron's sons, the priest, shall sprinkle its blood around the altar. He shall cut it into pieces with the head and its fat. The priest shall lay them in order on the wood that is on the fire, which is on the altar. But the innards and the legs he shall wash with water. The priest shall offer the whole and burn it on the altar. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, and of a pleasant aroma to Yahweh. If his offering to Yahweh is a burnt offering of birds, then he shall offer his offering from turtle doves or young pigeons. The priest shall bring it to the altar and wring off its head and burn it on the altar, and his blood shall be drained out on the side of the altar. And he shall take away its crop and its feathers, and cast it beside the altar on the east part, in the place of the ashes. He shall tear it by its wings, but shall not divide it apart. The priest shall burn it on the altar, on the wood that is on the fire. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to Yahweh. Leviticus chapter 2. When anyone offers an offering of a meal offering to Yahweh, his offering shall be of fine flour. He shall pour oil on it and put frankincense on it. He shall bring it to Aaron's house, or to Aaron's sons, the priest. He shall take his handful of its fine flour and of its oil with all its frankincense, and the priest shall burn its memorial on the altar, an offering made by fire of a pleasant aroma to Yahweh. That which is left of the meal offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is a most holy part of the offerings of Yahweh made by fire. When you offer an offering of a meal offering baked in the oven, it shall be 11 cakes of fine flour mixed with oil, or 11 wafers anointed with oil. If your offering is a meal offering made on a griddle, it shall be of 11 fine flour mixed with oil. You shall cut it in pieces and pour oil on it. It's a meal offering. If your offering is a meal offering of the pan, it shall be made of fine flour with oil. You shall bring the meal offering that is made of these things to Yahweh. It shall be presented to the priest, and he shall bring it to the altar. The priest shall take from the meal offerings its memorial, and shall burn it on the altar, an offering made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to Yahweh. That which is left of the meal offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is a most holy part of the offerings of Yahweh made by fire. No meal offering which you shall offer to Yahweh shall be made with yeast, for you shall burn no yeast, nor any honey, as an offering made by fire to Yahweh. As an offering of first fruits, you shall offer them to Yahweh, but they shall not rise up as a pleasant aroma on the altar. Every offering of your meal offering you shall season with salt. You shall not allow the salt of the covenant of your God to be lacking from your meal offering. With all your offerings, you shall offer salt. If you offer a meal offering of first fruits to Yahweh, you shall offer for the meal offering of your first fruits fresh heads of grain parched with fire and crushed. You shall put oil on it and lay frankincense on it. It is a meal offering. The priest shall burn as its memorial part of its crushed grain and part of its oil, along with all its frankincense. It is an offering made by fire to Yahweh. Leviticus chapter 3. If his offering is a sacrifice of peace offerings, if he offers it from the herd, whether male or female, he shall offer it without defect before Yahweh. He shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and kill it at the door of the tent of meeting. Aaron's sons, the priests, shall sprinkle the blood around on the altar. He shall offer of the sacrifice of peace offerings an offering made by fire to Yahweh, the fat that covers the innards, and all the fat that is on the innards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the loins, and the cover on the liver with the kidneys shall take away. Aaron's sons shall burn it on the altar, on the burnt offering, which is on the wood that is on the fire. It is an offering made by fire of a pleasant aroma to Yahweh. If his offering for a sacrifice of peace offerings to Yahweh is from the flock, either male or female, he shall offer it without defect. If he offers a lamb for his offering, then he shall offer it before Yahweh. And he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and kill it before the tent of meeting. Aaron's sons shall sprinkle its blood around on the altar. He shall offer from the sacrifice of the peace offerings an offering made by fire to Yahweh, its fat, the entire tail fat. He shall take away close to the backbone, and the fat that covers the entrails, and all the fat that is on the entrails, and the kidneys, two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the loins, and the cover on the liver with the kidneys, he shall take away. The priest shall burn it on the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire to Yahweh. If his offering is a goat, then he shall offer it before Yahweh. He shall lay his hand on its head and kill it before the tent of meeting. And the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle its blood around on the altar. He shall offer from it as his offering, an offering made by fire to Yahweh, the fat that covers the innards and all the fat that is on the innards, and the two kidneys and the fat that is on them, which is by the loins, and the cover on the liver with the kidneys, he shall take away. The priest shall burn them on the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire. For a pleasant aroma, all the fat is Yahweh's. It shall be a perpetual statute throughout your generations and all your dwellings, that you shall eat neither fat nor blood. Leviticus chapter 4. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, if anyone sins unintentionally in any of the things which Yahweh has commanded not to be done, and does any one of them, if the anointed priest sins so as to bring guilt on the people, then let him offer for his sin which he has sinned a young bull without defect to Yahweh for a sin offering. He shall bring the bull to the door of the tent of meeting before Yahweh, and he shall lay his hand on the head of the bull and kill the bull before Yahweh. The anointed priest shall take some of the blood of the bull and bring it to the tent of meeting. The priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle some of the blood seven times before Yahweh, before the veil of the sanctuary. The priest shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar of sweet incense before Yahweh, which is in the tent of meeting, and he shall pour out the rest of the blood of the bull at the base of the altar of burnt offering, which is at the door of the tent of meeting. He shall take all the fat of the bull of the sin offering from it, the fat that covers the innards and the fat that is on the innards, and the two kidneys and the fat that is on them, which is by the loins, and the cover on the liver with the kidneys, he shall remove. As it is removed from the bowl of the sacrifice of peace offerings, the priest shall burn them on the altar of burnt offering. He shall carry the bull's skin, all its meat, with its head, and with its legs, its innards, and its dung, all the rest of the bull outside of the camp to a clean place where the ashes are poured out, and burn it on wood with fire. It shall be burned where the ashes are poured out. If the whole congregation of Israel sins, and the thing is hidden from the eyes of the assembly, and they have done any of the things which Yahweh has commanded not to be done, and are guilty, when the sin in which they have sinned is known, then the assembly shall offer a young bull for a sin offering, and bring it before the tent of meeting. The elders of the congregation shall lay their hands on the head of the bull before Yahweh, and the bull shall be killed before Yahweh. The anointed priest shall bring some of the blood of the bull to the tent of meeting. The priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle it seven times before Yahweh, before the veil. He shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar which is before Yahweh, that is in the tent of meeting. The rest of the blood he shall pour out at the base of the altar of burnt offering, which is at the door of the tent of meeting. All its fat shall be taken from it and burn it on the altar. He shall do this with the bull, as he did with the bull of the sin offering, so he shall do with this, and the priest shall make atonement for them, and they shall be given. He shall carry the bull outside the camp and burn it as he burned the first bull. It is the sin offering for the assembly. When a ruler sins and unwittingly does any one of the things which Yahweh his God has commanded not to be done, and is guilty, if his sin in which he has sinned is made known to him, he shall bring as his offering a goat, a male without defect. He shall lay his hand on the head of the goat and kill it in the place where they kill the burnt offering before Yahweh. It is a sin offering. The priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering. He shall pour out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar of burnt offering. All its fat he shall burn on the altar, like the fat of the sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall make atonement for him concerning his sin, and he will be forgiven. If any one of the common people sins unwittingly in doing any of the things which Yahweh has commanded not to be done, and is guilty, if his sin which he has sinned is made known to him, then he shall bring for his offering a goat, a female without defect, for his sin which he has sinned. He shall lay his hand on the head of the sin offering and kill the sin offering in the place of burnt offering. The priest shall take some of its blood with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and the rest of its blood he shall pour out at the base of the altar. All its fat he shall take away, like the fat is taken away from the sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall burn it on the altar for a pleasant aroma to Yahweh. And the priest shall make atonement for him, and he will be forgiven. If he brings a lamb as his offering for a sin, he shall bring a female without defect. He shall lay his hand on the head of the sin offering and kill it for a sin offering in the place where they kill the burnt offering. The priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering, which is with his finger, and put on the horns of the altar a burnt offering, and all the rest of its blood he shall pour out at the base of the altar. He shall remove all its fat, like the fat of the lamb is removed from the sacrifice of peace offerings. The priest shall burn them on the altar, on the offerings of Yahweh made by fire. The priest shall make atonement for him concerning his sin, and that he has sinned, and he will be forgiven.